Welcome to Soul Up. I'm Kayleen Welsh, your guide to a lighter life. How have you been? As has been our pace in recent years, there continues to be much happening within and around us. It's been a full moon cycle since the last episode of Soul Up. At that time, the moon, our unconscious, was in the sign of Sagittarius, calling for expansion, hope, and karmic correction. It was in opposition to the sun, our ego, our life force, and our consciousness in Gemini. Our challenge was to distill the wisdom out of all the noise and activity of our life. What did you learn? The 29.5-day cycle of the moon supports life on the planet to mature, to evolve, to rise in consciousness. It offers a naturally occurring organic cycle of psychotherapy, which actually means care of the soul, as it helps to make the unconscious conscious. Through the tug of war of the energies of the full moon, we grow. We are stretched. I read once that the cosmos is God's billboard, offering information and a preview of potentiality as we respond to the influx of energy that comes with the movement and interactions of the planets, the luminaries, and their relationship to each other. I'd like to point out an example of how astrology comes alive in our lives, yet we may not notice the connection. Mars, the planet of masculine energy and domination, moved out of Leo, the sign of royalty and egotism, on June 17th. That was just 3 days after the American people spoke loud and clear, declaring no kings. Whether we see the connections or not, these powerful celestial energies show up in our human experiences. Since the last episode of Soul Up, the wheel of our seasonal year took another cardinal leap when the sun moved to 0 degrees Cancer at summer solstice, June 21st. Cancer brought a focus to sensitivity, nurturing, and mysticism. The sun, in its annual transit of Cancer, reaches the highest point of northern ascension at the time of the summer solstice. It is the high noon of the year, the maximum outbreath as energy moves outward. The earth alive with abundant growth. Everything turns green and vibrant. Flowers bloom their beauty, life is full, nourishing us with its richness. A water sign, Cancer season is a time when the temperatures rise and we all head for the lakes, rivers, and swimming pools. It is a time of high heat and maximum output. Our electrical system needs water. Cancer is a feminine sign, ruled by the moon. It reflects our deepest places, our unconscious, our home, our family, our roots, our lineage. Cancer energy opens us to emotions and empathy. We care and tend to. It is the sign of the mother. Jupiter was conjunct the sun at solstice. As this planet of optimism and expansion expands everything it touches, we can anticipate that the last half of the year will carry an extra emphasis on these issues. Additionally, Jupiter will remain in Cancer until late June next year, so we may all experience an uptick in sensitivity, whether that's to food, noise, chemicals. We may have experiences or awareness of events that expand our hearts and open us to greater compassion. We may also find ourselves attending to and breaking free of subconscious and deeply ingrained patterns as we are called to uproot the pieces of our family lineage and the subconscious belief systems that rule our lives from deep within. The title of this episode, What Are You Eating and What's Eating You, came from my experience of this Cancer season. Shortly after the sun entered Cancer, I became sick. I had severe stomach pain. I felt like I wanted to burp or throw up all the time, and I was so fatigued I could hardly function. I tried some diet changes and made a few doctor visits without getting any clear answers. When I sat with myself and asked the question, "What is going on with me?" the answer came back very clear. "It's all been too much to stomach." I immediately got it. I had spent a winter ingesting spirit, fresh food, simplicity, softness, silence, seawater, and self-care. I had returned to sweets, stress, synthetics, CNN, sensationalism, and a world focused on sickness. As a minimal TV watcher, I had been unaware of the barrage of pharmaceutical advertising. It's everywhere. Cancer is the sign of the stomach and digestion, not just in regard to food, but to everything we ingest, what we listen to, read, talk about. As we take something in, it stimulates the emotional system. Does it get processed well? Digested and released with ease and care, or undigested in fear, doubt, and avoidance, creating a knot that holds it in the body system and impedes our functioning physically, emotionally, mentally, or spiritually? If you would have asked me how I was adjusting from my winter pilgrimage in Mexico, coming back to a summer here in my childhood hometown roots, I would have acknowledged that it was a big transition, but said that I was doing okay. It seems my body thought otherwise. It took on the overload of stress that my conscious mind wasn't able to handle. It's magical, really. It's like an overflow system, a safety valve. In truth, I was facing head-on the next level of past traumas, limiting beliefs, and deep patterns of relationship interactions and cultural and familial dynamics, long-standing and deeply subconscious programming. As I recognized that I was dealing with too much to stomach, I also recognized that much of what I was dealing with were relationships and things that were too important for me to just let go of. I couldn't just throw them up. It wasn't that simple. And it wasn't them that needed to change. I needed the tender care so that I could release the fears, guilt, self-judgment, all the unresolved pieces, so that I could find an and of maintaining my peace and my sense of self while also handling the challenge of relationships with people that I love. Metaphysical teachings tell us that cancer is the portal whereby human egos come to rebirth. The moon relates to the physical body, Jupiter to the soul, and Neptune to the spirit. Both Jupiter and Neptune are exalted in Cancer. And Jupiter will remain in Cancer for about a year. It is calling for soul growth. Neptune, at 2 degrees Aries, conjunct Saturn at 1 degrees Aries, is about bringing spirit into its new identity through the form of each of us individual humans. The process of the planetary cycle is to bring 12 distinct soul qualities into greater expression in our lives. It is this process that leads to maturation, wisdom, evolution, and higher consciousness. The soul quality we are to develop through this infusion of Cancer energy is understanding. The full moon helps us along with this process. It is at a full moon when things are brought into the spotlight, showing up in greater visibility for us to see more clearly. We gain an understanding through experience and sensation. They bring up emotions and evoke feelings. As we become sensitive to our own experience, we become sensitive toward others. We grow in empathy. We gain a sense of another person's struggle. We grow in acceptance and care. In the opposition created by this full moon, we are stretched as the solid and unbending archetypal energy of Capricorn comes into polarity with the soft and flexible energy of Cancer. How can these two opposites be reconciled to a greater degree in our personal life arena? Capricorn energy helps us to develop the soul quality of fearlessness. It takes courage to feel. It takes courage to look at conditioned patterns, unconscious reactions, and family wounds. Do you notice the moon and its positions? The lunar cycle developed last Thursday into a beautiful full moon. What was showing in your life spotlight? What were you noticing in your life that reached some type of peak and needed some attention? How about on a global scale? What did you see? The full moon represents the culmination of the cycle. From the connection at the new moon, when the sun and moon came together, the moon has moved on, carrying the impulse of the sun as far as it can go. The particular forms built during the first half of the cycle have reached their apex of outer development. And now the moon moves back toward the sun, bearing the harvest of what has grown during this first half, the waxing phase of the cycle. Whatever, for better or worse, success or failure, the stark light of the full moon brings illumination and clear, objective realization. As we assimilate the experiences of the first half of the moon cycle and we pay attention, conscious understanding is the result. We get it. We have brought another piece of subconscious, our darkness, into consciousness. And from here we can take action. Our new aha can be evolved and refined. Once activated in our personal life, it will ripple onward, continually expanding, becoming universalized across more aspects of our being and impacting the larger social or cultural scheme. We become more conscious, dynamic, and effective participants in a greater life. Understanding is the soul quality activated through the energy of Cancer. It is an interesting word to break down. When we are required by luck, by chance, by karma, to stand under, to feel someone or something has power over us, that's when we really get it. What it's like to need or long for change. To be unable to take action, to feel ineffective or alone. We've all been there at times when life threw something difficult at us and we felt lost in emotion, anger, grief, hurt, confusion, guilt, self-pity. This is the deep and sorrowful realm of Cancer. It strikes me. The synchronicity of the name Cancer for this most empathetic and sensitive sign with the name of a disease that is rampant in frequency and comes in so many forms. There are many factors that influence cancer rates, and one of these, from a holistic viewpoint, is unprocessed and unresolved emotion. Knots and entanglements of emotional residue from our own personal life experiences or, as we are understanding through the study of epigenetics, leftover fears and trauma that has been transmitted in our DNA. To help us through, whether we are talking cancer, the archetypal energy, or cancer, the disease, we can look to the polar opposite energy, Capricorn, Cancer's hidden helper. The soul quality the Capricorn opens us up to is fearlessness. This is the energy that allows us to go into the energy of the heart and come back out again. The endurance and perseverance we find through Capricorn helps us grow in the rich emotionality of Cancer, allowing us to love despite loss, to birth despite death, to value life despite its human frailties. Through these paradoxes, we become compassionate. We come to understand on a level we hadn't before, as the soul integrates and stabilizes the personality so that it more clearly attunes to the needs of the greater human family. Leadership is the quality that results from developing the soul aspect of understanding, a leadership that comes only from an understanding of being the underdog, being a person that holds people up rather than looking down on them from above. We lead by becoming. We learn to overcome excessive emotion so that we are able to be calmly sensitive, extending love and protection to all. We realize that it's by giving up less divine traits that we become more divine. And we all lead someone. From this Cancer season, I have gained more understanding of love. For a person to truly feel loved and cared for, I have to meet them where they are. I can't simply hold expectations of them and be frustrated when they don't meet them or they think differently than me. When I open in empathy and am open to understanding, when I enter their world, we both grow, as does the relationship between us. There's a lot we could talk about astrologically. It reminds me that we live in an alive and vibrant universe, a cosmos that is geometrically crafted and in some mysterious way sustaining and guiding life through the ages. Several planets are retrograde or about to go retrograde, including the heavy hitters Pluto and Neptune. Saturn is stationing to go retrograde today, and Mercury is in its shadow phase before moving retrograde this Thursday, July 17th. This means some review and reviving. Situations and ideas will emerge for you to take another look. Additionally, Uranus, the ruler of this Aquarian age, is taking us through revolution and change into a new future, has moved into Gemini, where it will move back and forth a bit before settling until where it'll stay until 2032. We are going to be learning a lot. We are going to have to figure out when, how, and where to plug in for information or recharge, and how and when and where to disconnect when we need to, so that we can best manage the streams of energy, information, and technological advancement that are coming our way. Remember, together, we can re-enchant the universe and reclaim the magic. Soul work is not a high road. It is a deep fall into an unforgiving darkness that won't let you go until you find the song that sings you home.
Oh my goodness,
until next time,
beautiful
shine
oasis
on.
With that voice sweet as honey. Birdie in the air, nothing can compare. You're worth more than the whole world's money. Just to hear that sweet voice even brings the bees joy. Pour it on me warm, sweet honey. Every word you say, sky sunny. Keeps me warm.